So let us see about, now we had seen about Oracle on-prem solutions. So we are, and which in addition to Oracle on-prem solutions, Oracle is having Oracle Cloud also. This Oracle ERP Cloud is an end-to-end SaaS suite for managing enterprise operations. When we talk about our ERP Cloud and we are talking about SaaS, there is no need that user has to, enterprise has to purchase the entire Oracle ERP solution. Instead, they can use a SaaS suite for each and every item which they require, and the entire data is going to be stored in the cloud environment itself. So if ERP is, Oracle ERP is going to give 100 or 100 functionalities, and out of which 100 functionalities, only 20 functionalities are required by the enterprise for a specific point of time and for a specific period only, the SaaS suite is suitable for the specific enterprises, and they can choose whichever services they require. Oracle ERP Cloud is available both through public and private cloud implementation, as also hybrid cloud platforms. So this is like pay as you use. So accordingly, the cost of the enterprise also significantly will reduce, and there is no need of hardware costs in this case. As this is the, as with all its products, Oracle will provide periodic updates to its Oracle ERP Cloud. Their current commitment is twice annually. So which means that ERP Cloud is going to be upgraded, updated twice in a year, that is 6 months in once in 6 months. Unlike on-premises, cloud is a platform where the customer need not buy any Oracle product or install any software locally, which would make it very expensive considering the hardware cost, manpower cost, maintenance cost. Like we said earlier, there is no need that you have to have a hardware or manpower for maintaining the entire solution. Oracle is offering most of its Fusion middleware products and Fusion application cloud, where Oracle is hosting all hardware and software, is responsible for maintenance, etc., making it cheaper for the customers. Most important thing is that there is security related things, which is very limited requirement is required, for the enterprise to invest. Customers have to pay only subscription fee for the services it needs and access them using a thin client like browser. So these are the cloud ERP overview. Okay, you can see these are the applications that are being used, is available under Oracle Cloud: General Ledger, Financial Report Center, Accounts Payable, Receivables and Revenue Management, Assets Expense Management, Planning and Budgeting, and Reporting and Analytics. Which are available in Social, Mobile, Integration and Analytics. This includes improved insight and analysis, and increases productivity. See, example, when you are talking about services based architecture, where Oracle Cloud is available for SaaS, if a company requires one, if an enterprise requires only general ledger and receivables and payable revenue management, that can be easily done by the enterprises by purchasing these particular two items only. That is, by using these particular services only whenever it is required. So these are the modules that make up enterprise ERP clouds suite: enterprise performance management (EPM), financials, manufacturing, order management, procurement, portfolio, project portfolio management, and risk management. This has capabilities of mobile and analytics, and social collaboration capabilities are available. And as we were mentioned earlier, it is a service, software as a service can be used, move to cloud, Oracle Cloud ERP applications, and IaaS also is available, moving reliance on internal hardware and software, infrastructure as a service is available, moving reliance on internal hardware and software and maintenance, including all hosting options are available in Oracle Cloud. So the difference between cloud ERP and EBS on premises. Okay, so this is a very interesting slide which can be used by the learners. So when we are talking about EBS on premises, these are the things they have to do. One is purchase licenses, then annual support, capex. This will be a part of the capex, which is nothing but a capital expenditure. Then data center costs, disk, outdated software, missed business benefit, servers, IT staff, disaster recovery, customizations, and network. All these particular things has to be done by the enterprise who is deploying the entire solution in on-premises. When we talk about cloud ERP, this is very easily, they can rent a flexible service, and entire thing will be taken as an OPEX. End users, finance and procurement can be done here. Latest software will be available in the cloud. Maximum business benefits can be arranged, and it is standard processes and super users configure system. There is no need that a person has to do a development. Instead of that, a super users will be configuring the system, and there is security risks will be very minimal. The key benefits of Oracle Cloud are flexibility and scalability, disaster recovery, reduced capital expenditure, security, and hardware and software maintenance. Like what we had seen in the earlier slide, these are the benefits that we are having. So let us compare Oracle eBusiness Suite versus an Oracle Cloud. Oracle eBusiness Suite has mature product and technology, and Oracle Cloud, we are having future direction for Oracle. So Oracle is moving towards cloud. So this is a future direction for Oracle. Complete functional footprint is available for your Oracle eBusiness Suite, and rich product set and features are available for cloud ERP. Can be hosted and support on-premises, shares many products and technology, and available in cloud. Large global install base, innovative commercial terms for cloud ERP. Third, in-house support and maintenance. So support and maintenance will be managed at the in-house at the enterprise place, and embedded BI reporting tools are available here also. It is easily customizable, and here it is delivered as SaaS, low cost option, no upgrade path to Fusion. So Fusion will be end of life. It will be reaching end of life issue soon, and it is an Oracle investment. So here, less complete functional footprint because it is not at completely deployed in all the places. Limited global reference because not many companies had deployed cloud ERP as of now. And less third-party in-house super support maintenance, and no need of maintenance at local level. Configurable but not customizable. You cannot do in customization, but you can configure. Means that some of the functionalities that you are going to have based on the customization are not going to be available. So let us see what are the pros and cons of a Oracle ERP cloud. So TCO, total cost of operations for traditional ERP implementation, is estimated to be about 2 times that of for Oracle ERP cloud. Post implementation, the personal cost on Oracle ERP cloud is lesser than traditional ERP by about 1.5 times, which is a very big number. Functionality is rich in finance, procurement, and projects. Available out of the box as pure SaaS. So everything is available under SaaS only. Aligns with standard Oracle Fusion process, so that is alignment is going to be there. Minimum learning curve. So learning, people can easily understand what actually is happening in the system. Improved interfaces and reporting features. So interface is very, really good, and reporting also is really good. No upgrade path available from EBS. So which means that Oracle eBusiness Suite is going to go for end of life, and Oracle Cloud is going to be the primary thing. No access to the backend. So means that users cannot do on backend update, and backend access will not be possible in this particular case. Now let us go to the next solution. Let us see what exactly is the other solutions offering. So one of the solution which is being offered by Microsoft is Microsoft Dynamics 365. This positions as a starting place for organizations. Okay, Microsoft's vision is that the customer can handle customizations painless using Microsoft AppSource. So using Microsoft AppSource itself, the customizations can be done by the enterprises who are going to deploy Dynamics 365. It is a combination of Dynamics AX, its ERP application, and Dynamics CRM application, which makes Microsoft the first major ERP vendor to combine the capability of ERP and CRM natively. So which is a great thing. You can have a single Dynamics CRM and ERP in a single solution, and you use this particular thing is a good thing. So some of the Dynamics 365 apps are Dynamics 365 Suite is available in 2 editions, Business Edition and Enterprise Edition. Each of these having 2 different levels of features and applications. Microsoft provides companies the flexibility to choose from a range of applications and features. So user can choose they are having multiple flexible range of applications to be chosen, I mean, to choose from. Some of the applications are customer insights, customer service, field service, finance and operations. These are some applications that are applicable for the customers. Marketing, project service automation, retail, sales, talent are some of the applications that Dynamics 365 offers. It is having a common data model, which means that traditionally enterprise software has been built on a layer of complicated database. So in common data model, it will be the database layer will be a little bit easier. Consider would have to set up, maintain and customize databases for unique business process. Microsoft seems to be trying to move away from this particular thing. So customization of databases becomes easier. They can build innovative applications and customizations with confidence that their solutions can be deployed and used across multiple Microsoft's entire customer base. So based on this app source from there, the customization can be done there itself and can be deployed and used across the multiple entire customer bases. So that is the benefit of Microsoft Dynamics 365. It allows for tighter integrations with other apps such as Office 365 or any other business app with a standardized API. So integrations become easier with Dynamics 365. As usual, as we know, Microsoft is a well-known organization where you can have a standard APIs and apps will be available in the Microsoft source itself. Microsoft is using a common data model so that customization built for one company can be used at another without complication. So it will be good for child companies where you are going to have a parent company and child company. So parent company can build something and can be deployed in the child company also. This increases repeatability, lowest cost, and makes Microsoft an attractive option for those evaluating enterprise software. By combining Dynamics 365 CRM and ERP, Microsoft's productivity applications users get a connected view of data intelligence on customer records, transactions, behavior and preferences along with information and about orders, inventory and shipping, and in addition to predictive insight tools for decision makers. So this ensures that the decision maker can have a business intelligence and find out what exactly is the shipping or future or how the customer is doing an ordering and how exactly it is getting delivered. The biggest benefit of Dynamics 365 is tight integration with other Microsoft business applications, which means that you can integrate with email, you can integrate with Office, other solutions and do a proper analysis of the data that has been generated. This includes a common UI throughout Microsoft suite of business applications, enabling easier training and improved efficiency. Considering the UI is going to be common across all the suite of business applications, it is easier for the training, and this considerably improves the efficiency of the users who are using. Dynamics 365 pricing compared to its main competitors, Salesforce, SAP and Oracle, is also a benefit with bundled and role-based licensing, which are two pricing features that customers typically prefer. So which means that the pricing model is very good in case of Dynamics 365. Considering the pricing, users can, and the features available, user enterprises can take a decision to go with Dynamics 365. The cost benefit of Microsoft Dynamics 365 is very less, which goes around license retails of $40 per user per month for full application access and $5 per user per month for team members who require few features according to the prices listed on Microsoft website, which is relatively and very less than comparing to other solutions. Enterprise Edition provides more options ranging from $210 per user per month for full user of all the applications down to $40 per user per month for companies that need fewer apps. So if you don't want to have all the applications, all the features, you can go for lesser apps and accordingly the price also will be reduced. So let us see Microsoft 365 on cloud. Microsoft increasing commitment to the cloud means that the availability of their few new products is not a surprise. For on-premise users, can still opt for Microsoft Dynamics GP or NAV. At the same time, they have the flexibility to go for Microsoft Dynamics 365 Enterprise Edition that can be deployed on-premises. So user has a flexibility of going for cloud or going for on-premises. So with the same solution, they can decide either of this particular thing. There are two editions of Dynamics 365, the Dynamic Enterprise Edition and Dynamics 365 Business Edition. User can take a decision of either of this particular thing. Enterprise Edition consists of 6 modules with 2 additional industry verticals that can be purchased separately and integrated seamlessly. So integration is possible seamlessly, and there can be purchased separately based on the requirement and at a future time also. Finance and Operations, previously known as Microsoft Dynamics AX, the operations module consists all of the finance and operations functionality of Dynamics AX. Sales is the next module that is available. This is the core functionality of Dynamics CRM with all of the lead management and sales process functionalities you need as a salesperson. So users can take a decision on purchase this particular thing for the sales perspective. So basically, it is like whichever modules they require, they can purchase and keep adding and integrate amongst them seamlessly along with Microsoft apps also. Marketing. At launch, Microsoft announced a partnership with Adobe for the marketing portion of Dynamics 365, given the discontinuation of Microsoft Dynamics Marketing. So earlier, Microsoft Dynamics Marketing was there, but in Dynamics 365, they are having a partnership with Adobe for marketing module. Customer service. The customer service module integrates CRM functionality, new functionality, existing Parashure functionality, and more Microsoft partnerships. So customer service is a module that has been used for, is integrated with the CRM, and that can be used for the providing service to the customers. Project service. For project-based businesses, the project service module allows for the estimation and scheduling of products in Dynamics 365, which can be a very good functionality for project management also. Great for professional service organizations. This module was previously available as a Dynamics CRM extension, but now it is available as a separate module itself. Field service. For business with field agents or workers, this extra module leverages the mobility of the Microsoft Cloud and delivers extra features these organizations will find handy. This module was also previously available as a Dynamic CRM extension, but now it is available as a separate module, which can be used by salespeople and by business where there are more salespeople and agents who are working in the field. So, 2 add-on modules are available for HR and retail, and this can be purchased separately and integrated seamlessly with the other Microsoft apps. They are Talent, which is being used for to develop on its own track and can be purchased separately. This is a HCM module, okay, from HR module this can be used. Retail, the retail module of Dynamics AX also available on its own track and can be purchased separately. Retail can be purchased separately and integrated with the remaining Microsoft apps. This is the architecture. And this is the edition of Dynamics 365 Enterprise Edition, Microsoft Dynamics, Sales, Field Service, Customer Service, Project Service Automation, Marketing, Operations, and Microsoft Dynamics. This is provided supported by Adobe. The business version of Dynamics 365 is the evaluation of Project Madeira, the cloud-based ERP CRM. It has 3 modules. So let us move on to the next business version of Dynamics 365, which is nothing but business edition. In business edition, business version of Dynamics 365, is the evaluation of Project Madeira, the cloud-based ERP or CRM. It has 3 modules basically. One is finance and operations. The finance module is based on Microsoft Dynamics NAV. Some functionality has been removed in this finance and operations from Microsoft Dynamics NAV. However, the removed items are notably from manufacturing. So financial operations may not be having any impact on this particular thing. The sales module of Dynamics 365 Business Edition is based on Dynamics CRM and optimized for SMB users. So for SMB customers, this is a very good solution. Marketing. The marketing module of Dynamics 365 released in late 2017. This has been released in 2017 marketing module. Let us move on to Infor ERP, one more ERP solution. If you see here, this is the third largest ISV, which is nothing but independent software vendor in the ERP space. It means that they don't have any hardware related business, purely based, they are focusing only on software. with a range of resource planning systems, manufacturing, financial systems, and to supply chain and CRM. So this is the range of solutions they are having. Infor has about 70,000 plus customers, which is a reasonably very good number, and supports our customers in 194 countries and with a wide network of sales and service partners, offering support and training in over 20 languages, which means that if you are having a limitation or based on the languages support and all these particular things, Infor ERP is a better fix. Infor offers a complete array of products to manage every part of a company's front office, back office, and supply chain operations. Some of the industry verticals that are being using Infor ERP are aerospace and defense, automotive, chemicals, distribution, dealership and service, healthcare overlay, hospitality, public sector units. So basically, let us see what exactly are the cloud-based offerings of Infor. Infor Cloud Site, Cloud Shoot is the offering from Infor on Cloud. Infor LN is the flagship ERP for Infor Business Solutions. It's a comprehensive manufacturing ERP system available for managing the demands of complex global operations. So if you see about manufacturing and the two, we are not going to talk about global operations. The demands or the challenges are entirely different. The Infor ERP handles this particular manufacturing ERP seamlessly without any issues. Infor LN can support with multi-site, multi-company transaction management, planning and shared services support, and provides localizations for 48 countries with language support for 21 languages, which is a great thing for any enterprise to choose this particular thing when they are going to have multiple country and multiple location availability. CloudShoot, Infor CloudShoot has options of on-premises, hosted, in the cloud, SaaS, or hybrid. Manufacturing ERP provides the means to connect sales, marketing, manufacturing, financials, suppliers, customers, logistics, and service providers. These are our things available under manufacturing ERP. Industrial ERP consists of functionality for the complete manufacturing lifecycle, including sales, CRM, production, supply chain, financials, inventory, service management, quality control, and more. All these options are available under CloudShoot Industrial ERP. The following are the features available, software features available in Infor CloudShoot: billing, business intelligence and analytics, CRM customer service, inventory management, planning and scheduling, quality control, shipping and distribution, warehouse management, and document management. The technology features available under Infor CloudShoot are Microsoft Office, .NET, SQL, and cloud or on-premises deployment is available for Infor CloudShoot. Elegant user interface for greater usability. Materials and inventory management can be done in Infor CloudShoot. Localizations for 20 plus countries, which is great one. Mobility and collaboration capabilities and portals, advanced planning and scheduling. So all this can be done using Infor CloudShoot. It is an industrial system through a range of buying and deployment options, including on-premises or hosted SaaS, as well as subscription pricing models. CloudShoot Industrial can also be accessed through mobile devices for improved communication reporting on the move, so that users, the salespeople who are there in the field, can access the system using mobile itself. Mobile solution cover key aspects of manufacturing, such as warehouse logistics, including specialized modules, including pallet management. This is great, and mobile solutions can, for usage of this particular warehouse logistics, using mobile solutions is really good for the enterprise. Alongside mobile access to the system, Infor CloudShoot Industrial user experience is optimized through role-based user interfaces, including customizable dashboards, which display actions and data relevant to users' defined jobs. So having an user interface specific to the role, and having a customized dashboard for each user makes this Infor a little bit different from other ERPs. Infor have also developed innovative new social collaboration tools through the Infor Mining, that is platform which provides manufacturers with contextual analytics and a foundation for collaborative workflow improvement. Example, when you are going to have a contextual analytics, each goods is going to be named in a different ways. But through a contextual analysis, user can verify and search based on multiple options that are available in their hand. So let us shortly discuss about tier 3 ERPs. I mean, tier 3 ERPs are essentially the smaller systems that are utilized by medium and small business and startups. So these features of such ERPs are, the products are designed for small companies with less than annual revenues of $10 million to $50 million. These SMBs have less complex process needs and have limited locations. So you'll not be having multiple locations, will be allowed, not be required. And even a startup will be in the position to support these particular enterprises. These products have limited complexity and are often designed for a specific vertical industry and have limited breadth in application, though with the necessary depth required to the niche vertical industry segment. So this will be more focused on the specific industry rather than multiple industries. So this will be helpful for industries who can focus on a specific area. Such ERPs has typical features. Their total cost of ownership is generally low, and implementation cycles are very small, maybe for a few months rather than a number of years which are seeing in other ERP solutions. The risk is that a company may outgrow the product in a few years, and the ERP tier 3 vendors, a smaller company with limited size and resources to keep up with technology, means that there may be a need for the enterprise to change their solution as soon as they are growing beyond a certain limit. So this is an thing which people have, which there is before implementing ERP, they have to focus on, they have to take a decision based on this particular thing. At the lowest cost level, there is QuickBooks and Saga Sage 50. These are some of the few products that are available. These products do not offer the functionality of Tier 1, Tier 2 solutions and may not even qualify as an ERP system. So for Tier 3 solutions, these are more at a cost level. These are QuickBooks and Sage 50 are the better solutions. Small businesses with weak accounting systems benefit hugely from using a Tier 3 solution, in that they can quickly implement an IT solution that brings structure to their business process and at a low TCO. So small business, when they are implementing ERP, they can focus on these particular solutions. And with weak accounting systems and not having that much complexities in their businesses, can take this particular thing based on the low TCO. So let us discuss about ERPs for SMB segment. Pressures and pitfalls of SMBs faced in selecting and implementing ERP solutions has to be taken into consideration before considering often before taking an ERP solution for SMB solution, SMB segment. The consideration for such a discussion is, SMBs by their very nature have limited spend and ability to absorb financial losses. So they will not be in a position to come up if there is a huge loss that is going to happen because of the SMB deployment. At the same time, the need is high and deferment of ERP decision or delays in the implementation can be disastrous to the fortunes of the company. So they have to take a decision and proceed further. Accordingly, they have to choose an ERP which is cost effective and not having that much pressure on the business. The business process SMBs face due to not having an ERP implemented are managing growth expectations, ease of doing business, cost reduction, innovation products and services to add value to customers, ability to react to market changes. To add to all these particular things, there is a need for change, and there is a always there is a differentiation that has to bring in by the SMB to compete with their other people. So having a proper ERP system supports the SMB business, and pressure for SMBs will be reduced based on because of this particular ERP implementation. So when implementing ERP, the SMBs face some challenges. It seems like the prevailing thinking is that small and medium-sized businesses do not have the desire or money to invest in the information technology, which needs to be taken care of. SMB leaders are more and more recognizing that information technology is either an opportunity for competitive advantage or a threat. Like we are saying, to have a competitive advantage, they have to invest something in information technology and they have to ensure that a proper ERP is implemented, upgraded. Historically, the software industry has focused on large enterprises and the consumer. This left smaller business to try to fit software square pegs into requirements round holes. Example, they will not be in a position to customize an entire ERP, but they have to fit their solution businesses based on the ERP that is available. As a result, SMBs face multiple challenges in implementation or upgrades of ERP. Below are five major issues or concerns that SMBs continue to face with ERP implementations. So some of the issues that are there are small IT environment increasing the density and complexity. They have density, the complex IT systems with the prevalence of bring your own device by the people during COVID and other times. Cloud adaptation and user expectations of 24/7 availability. Managing the infrastructure and network becomes a major challenge, having to deal with outages, data loss and threats and affect the customer, which ideally will ultimately result in business affecting the business also. So this is one of the biggest challenges that is being faced by SMBs, that too specifically in the banking and insurance sector, where the 24/7 availability of a system is required by the customer to do his transactions. Otherwise, the customer will move on to the next competitor who is giving a better service. Limited IT manpower. Most SMBs either have one IT manager or a small team that may not entirely comprise of full-timers. Means that they have to extend their time. They have to, there will be an extra effort that will be put by a specific people finally, which will be having an overrun on the specific resource from the IT perspective. Overcomplicated IT solutions that are not user-friendly. So SMBs typically expect simple solutions are overwhelmed by complicated ERP solutions, especially if the product's capabilities focus heavily on technology at the expense of usability. So some of the times it will become that technology is on the heavier side, and it will result in the usability of the customer is getting impacted. The flexibility that is being given by the to the customer by the SMB solution and by the solution enterprise ERP may be impacted because there is a limited customization that will be available for the enterprise. Communicating with the business side, SMB bosses will be interested only if the product generates direct value and results for their business. So always SMB bosses will be having the focus that their business is getting improved. They are having the direct value is getting increased. Sales should be increased, or the operation, the cost should be reduced. Then only SMB bosses will be focused on or interested in doing a new ERP implementation. So when SMB is deciding on ERP, they have to take into consideration and ensure that the value added by the ERP implementation is being aware, SMB bosses are aware of this particular value of implementation. Next challenge is that constrained IT budgets. So total cost of ownership and the return on investment ROI are the most important, particularly when the business is expanding aggressively or changing strategy. So like we said, the ownership and return on investment are more important for the SME bosses, which results in constrained IT budgets. So with a meager IT budget, it will be difficult for the SMB to have a better ERP implementation available in place. Products with enough scalability might be priced out of the company's budget. Various those within the price range may not have the sufficient functionality to suit the company's evolving needs, or it may result in a sub-quality ERP implementation. So what are the characteristics that CEOs of SMBs look into in ERPs and products are? That should be simple. ERP should be simple. This does not mean basic watered-down features. It means products that tailor the latest technology appropriately for SMBs. It must also be easy and fast to set up. But after deployment, it scales over years, and it must also be hassle-free and should not require an IT department to maintain. So maintenance and service should be at a huge, bigger extent, and the features whatever the system is providing should be tailored as per the SMB requirement. So some of the other things which SMBs and their CEOs are looking for in ERP are, it should be, the product should be smart, and with that they are that are inherently user friendly, secure, and has the ability to track and capture granular insights. So they should they want a less cost and more value. This allows the business to react faster and become more agile and achieve results. So as an SMB, it is a need and a must for the user, the CEOs, to ensure that their business is growing and ERP system supports them to grow. Some of the key benefits an ERP provides for an SMB are the right information and data for decision making. Without a complex scenario in place, it should be in the position to provide the right information. Real-time visibility of status from quote to quotation giving to cash. So when it is being quotation has been given and when it has been when they are realizing the cash. Okay, the entire time, the entire life cycle of sales is getting tracked in the system. Quick alerts and notification to decision makers when certain conditions occur. Remember, the SMB has a very flat organization. So as a result, what will happen is that when you are having a proper alerts and notifications that are happening, then decision makers will be positioned to immediately identify that something is going wrong or something is going perfectly right. Integrated view of customer information for sales and marketing. So customer information will be available as an integrated view for the sales people and the marketing people, which ensures that they are having clear visibility of what is happening. Ability to do demand planning and forecasting. So when you are talking about a market manufacturing and environment where you have to plan the demand and the forecasting based on the sales that is going to happen, the ability of an ERP to ensure that the information is getting passed on to the management will be really helpful. Some of the benefits may be seen as intangible, but these are the levels that are available in the system are improvement in inventory turns, reduction in operating costs, reduction in administrative costs, improvement in complete and on-time delivery, reduction in inventory. These are the benefits that are going to be available in case if SMB is choosing a proper ERP solution that is going to be deployed in their organization. So let us see what are the selection criteria that are being used by an SMB ERP. Functionality, the total cost of ownership should be less. There should be ERP should provide max fit with respect to the company's existing business process. So you should not expect the business process to be changed, okay, for the ERP implementation. So that is one of the criteria. Because SMB as being saying it is going to be a flat organization, it is going to be difficult for them to change their business process based on the ERP system. So it should be tailored based on the business process, existing business process. Because each business process change has a cost involved in this particular thing also. Ease of use must be usable with very little or no training. So users should not be having the pain of undergoing the entire training once again. Must be an integrated shoot rather than a multiple point solution. So it should not be having multiple solutions and multiple Oracle apps should not be having. They should have a single solution which should be tailored as per the requirement. User should be in a position to choose and buy its various models. ERP software is constantly evolving, and here are some of the latest trends in the ERP industry. So some of the things are cloud-based ERP is gaining momentum in the market due to its flexibility, scalability, and affordability. Also offers easy integration with other cloud-based solutions such as CRM, e-commerce, and marketing automation. So most importantly, when we are talking about the cloud-based ERP benefits is that you're not going to have spent on the infrastructure cost or huge IT investment.